Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Is B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Did you see Vic? Vic just hit a little. And they call that the tighten up.
The tighten up?
Uh-huh. That's James Brown.
Vic, you got some moves back there?
Come on, man.
He said, I'm on TV. I can't
slicker than a can of oil is Vic Ferrer. That's why they call him Slick Vic Ferrer. He's slicker than a can of oil.
We will go out to Nationals Park. I don't know if there's any slick around Nationals
Park. The Curly W's.
The Curly Dubs.
Uh-huh.
Blake Butera going to be introduced in a matter of moments. We're going to check the Nationals' timeliness.
Yeah.
What we're going to do.
Well, they're on time. And if they're not, I get it. They're a bunch of young guys over there. I'm late sometimes too, people. I know we're going to get into Blake Butera when we let the folks hear, but you're – Are we ready now?
I'm getting the signal.
Well, damn, I was just about to start talking some Nats.
We are going to go to Nats Park. Blake Butera is set to speak in moments. We will let you hear it.
That they hired and that he signed the contract. So priorities here.
What came first?
A little time to get ready.
What came first, the baby or the signing, the hiring? We got to find that out. That's a big thing today.
I was close. I heard it was very close between the two.
For Nationals fans, for baseball fans all around, Blake Butera, 33 years old, such a huge, huge day for the entire organization, as we said it to Dan Coco.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us here today. I'm Nationals broadcaster Dan Coco, and I'm honored to be here on yet another exciting day for this Nationals franchise. We've had a couple of these lately. I'd like to welcome everyone who's with us here at Nationals Park, as well as those watching on Nationals.com, Masson, and MLB Network. Earlier this month, Blake Butera was officially named the 8th manager in Washington Nationals history. The day before the announcement, Blake and his wife Caroline welcomed their first child, Blair. They say the birth of your child marks the best day of your life. Imagine finding out you're getting a big league managerial job that very same week. That'll do, huh? Needless to say, there's been a lot going on lately for the Butera family, and we're so glad to have all three of them here in Washington today for Blake's formal introduction. Joining Blake, Caroline, and Blair, I'd also like to extend a special welcome to several other members of Blake and Caroline's families. We're so happy to have you all here as part of the Nationals family. Congratulations. We're also joined today by several members of the Lerner, Cohen, and Tannenbaum families, as well as several Washington Nationals founding partners. And joining Blake at the dais is Nationals President of Baseball Operations, Paul Taboni. So, Paul, it's my pleasure to turn it over to you.
Thanks, Dan. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you all for being here. When we set out to find our manager, our goal was to find not only a great, ambitious baseball mind, but an even better person. We wanted someone whose character and values aligned with ours and whose experiences fit our organizational goals. As you've heard me say many times over the course of the last 6 weeks, I'm a strong believer that you win with people, and Blake's character and ability to connect with everyone across the baseball spectrum is second to none. I'm excited to welcome him, his wife Caroline, their baby Blair, and the rest of their family to Washington, D.C., and I look forward to executing our vision together. With that, I'd like to officially introduce you to the next manager of the Washington Nationals, Blake Butera.
You're listening to Blake Butera's introductory press conference live from Nationals Park right here on B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. You hear him right now. You can't see him. They're snapping away, taking pictures of Butera and his nice, nice new Nationals gear. So here is the manager, the new manager of the Washington Nationals.
Thank you, gentlemen. And Blake, now I'd like to turn it over to you.
Thank you. Paul, thanks for the great words. I'm incredibly honored, humbled, excited to be the next manager of the Washington Nationals. It was clear during this process that this organization, this city, are really special. This was somewhere my family and I immediately felt like we could make home. I want to thank the Lerner, Cohen, and Tannenbaum families as well, as well as Paul Taboni and the rest of the baseball ops group. From my very first conversations, it was evident that their values align with mine, that this is a place built around people, trust, and doing things the right way. I really enjoyed the process over the last few weeks of getting to know everybody in this entire organization. I know I wouldn't be sitting here today without the support of a lot of people. First and foremost, my wife, Caroline, and our baby Blair. Caroline knows how demanding this game can be and how much time we've spent away from each other during it. And I can't thank her enough, and I couldn't do this without her, so thank you. To my parents and siblings, my mom driving all of us around to all the games at different towns, and my dad coaching at least one of us at all times. Don't know how they did it, but just want to say thank you. To my siblings, you know, from the countless backyard games we played, wiffle ball and basketball and football, that somehow never felt fair. Thanks for continuing to challenge me, but also supporting me along the way. The fact that you're all here today on a Monday, a work day, with several kids leaving work and kids behind to be here is just another example of how supportive you've been every step along the way. So thank you. To my wife's family, who made the long drive up and back to make sure Blair could be here today for the special day, thank you. It means the world. I also want to take a moment to thank Eric Neander and the entire Tampa Bay Rays organization. I was there for 11 years and couldn't say thank you enough to them for what they've done for me and my growth and also our family. It's a special place. You'll hear me say the word culture a lot, and I don't want to use it lightly. The culture there is real. It's special. It's what makes that place great. And my family and I knew that if we were going to leave, it would have to be for somewhere that was special as well. And getting to know Paul, the ownership group here, as well as the rest of our baseball operations group, this place is on the way to building something special, and I felt that from day one. As we move forward, our identity is going to start with character. I believe true leadership is built on real relationships, relationships that create unity, clarity, and a shared purpose. And all that begins with accountability. For myself, for our staff, for every player that wears this Nationals jersey, we're going to hold each other to a standard every single day. We're going to be committed to our process and a daily standard of performance. That means focusing on improvement and excellence one day at a time, trusting that consistency is going to help us build something sustainable, not just for 1 year, but for several years ahead. We're going to be committed to our process. On the field, you can expect a team that plays with intent. We're going to be fundamentally strong. We're going to do things the right way. We're going to play the game the right way and handle all the small details. We want our fans to feel connected to the way we play and to take pride in the identity that we show every night. DC is an incredible sports city. It's passionate, it's knowledgeable, and they're hungry for a winner. We're in this together, and our commitment as a staff is to represent this city with pride. We want to play a brand of baseball that reflects the toughness, competitiveness, and the spirit of the people who support us. We're currently building an elite coaching staff. In my opinion, the best coaches are teachers, mentors, and leaders that are able to get the most out of every single player in this organization. We want to create an environment where every player feels challenged yet supported, and that's what we're building right now. I'm so excited to get to work. The group of players in this clubhouse are special. I've had the chance to get to know a lot of them over the past few weeks, and I've been blown away by their character and their hunger to be great. I can't wait for our fans to see how special this team's going to be, and we're going to do everything we can to make them proud. Thank you.
Thank you, Blake. All right, at this time, we'll take questions from the media. We have Mauricio and Claire on each side of the room with microphones, so please raise your hand. I'll mention the outlet you're from and your name, and we'll get started. Well, Jessica.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Go first.
Like just the phone call and what you were thinking.
There was a lot that happened that day. first and foremost, I mean, my wife, she's a trooper. We had our first baby on the same day. Had the chance to be named the manager of the Nationals the same day, of course, and it was a whirlwind. And I don't think it was anything that we could have planned or predicted. But it was also such a special day, and my parents were there as well, and we were very fortunate just to have our loved ones around us and be able to celebrate together.
Andrew?
You were the senior director of player development with the Rays. Did you always desire to want to get back into managing, and how did you know that this was the right fit and the right opportunity for you?
Yeah, it's a good question. I obviously enjoyed my time managing with the Rays, and then when they, you know, brought this next opportunity up to me, it was something that was obviously on a broader spectrum with a lot more players, a lot more staff members to oversee. I think it was something that gave me a much better perspective of how to build an organization from the ground up and what goes into creating a winning culture, creating a winning team, creating a winning organization. You know, I think when this next opportunity came about, I always loved being on the field. I love the competition. I love being with the guys every day. So this was a no-brainer.
Spencer?
Hey, Blake. Spencer Nussbaum from The Washington Post. Can you walk us through what the interview process looked like if you expected to get a managerial job this season?
Yeah. To the second part of that question, I didn't have a timeline set on when I expected or wanted to be a manager by. To the first part, Eric Neander gave me a call, I think it was a Tuesday morning, and said that Paul asked to interview me or talk to me for the managing position. And it was a few weeks of a process, and I had a chance to talk with Paul. I've had a chance to talk with a lot of people in the ops group. And then it was kind of throughout that process where I realized that this was somewhere that I could see myself and my family based off of the values that they have, and they align with mine. And that was first and foremost, most important to me and my family before the actual position. And with that, yeah, I think it was another thing that stood out to me was that instead of coming up here, one thing that was struck home for Caroline and myself was just that Paul did not want me to miss the birth of our first child. So he came to the city where we live in Raleigh, and that was just super special to us, the fact that he was able to put aside the traditional process of interviewing and wanted to make sure we put our family first.
Hey, Blake. Bobby Blanco, MassinSports.com. To piggyback off of the player development in minor leagues for a little bit with the Rays, what did your experience working in player development do to kind of enforce or maybe enhance your thought process as a manager?
Yeah, I think when you look at the whole player development process, right, there's a lot that goes into it, from the acquisition of players to creating plans for players to improve and what their timeline looks like to get to the major leagues, So I think just the whole broad and global outlook of a player's process and a player's journey kind of helped make it a little bit easier transitioning.
Chelsea. Manager Blake Butera from Nats Park. Really good stuff from him. I enjoy listening to him. You'll hear a little bit more from Grant and Danny. They are out there at the park, so they might get an opportunity to speak with him in a one-on-one fashion. It's B. Mitch and Finley with Denton Dale and now Willingham sitting in for B. Mitch and Finley as they travel back from Spain. We've talked a lot of football today. Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We wrap up the program before we send you back out to Nationals Park for Grant and Danny at 2 p.m. next on 106.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.